Yeah, this song is dedicated
is good, Charlotte,
to every kid who ever got picked last in gym class.
This is for you.
To every kid who never had a date to no school dance.
This is for you.
To everyone who's ever been called a freak. This is for you. Here we go. Yeah. What? Come on. Yeah. What? Come on. Here we go. Up, and the rich kids had convertibles, and we had to ride the bus. Like the time we made the baseball team, but they still laughed at us. Like the time that girl broke up with me, cause I wasn't cool enough. Trick day!
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's text is out of Zechariah 4:10. And the message is, bigger isn't always better. Did you know today that bigger isn't always better? I know that you probably like a big house. You like to go to a big church. You like to get a big paycheck. You like to drive a big motorhome. Come on, somebody. You like to have big muscles. And you like to look like you're big and strong or famous. And you want to have a big position. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today. You like to be big with the high society people. But don't you know that God says that bigger isn't always better? I mean, you think because you're with a big church or you driving a big fancy car or you live in a big house that somehow you're better than somebody else. But I'm here to tell you that God says that bigger isn't always better. For the Bible says in Zechariah 4:10, "For who hath despised the day of small things? Who has despised the day of small things. For these seven shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel, the eyes of Jehovah which run to and fro the whole earth. God says, who hath despised the day of small things? The meaning of this is, do not despise the day of small things. Let me just say this in very much plain English. Do not despise or do not take lightly the little things of life. Do not take lightly the small things of life. Come on, somebody. The little things, your day to day, the sunlight, your eyes to see, your ears to hear, your five senses, your smells. We are always wanting bigger and better things, but God says that do not take the little things lightly. There was a warning to Israel. There was a warning because they always wanted something bigger. They always wanted something. They wanted to be with the glory of the kings and the grandeurs of the first temples. They wanted the foundation of the Zerubbabel's temples. They were so eager to have this huge big temple. And they thought this would be great if they had something bigger, a bigger temple, a bigger church. Come on, somebody. If they thought they had more experiences, a bigger paycheck, a bigger, more money in the bank. Come on, somebody. You ain't listening to me today. A bigger lawnmower. But God says that bigger isn't always better, for the Bible says, for who hath despised the day of small things? You see, the words that God spoken through the prophet Zechariah here, God said there would be rejoicing when Zerubbabel held the plumb line. When God asked who despised the day of small things, he was saying, it may look like a small thing to you, but it's not. Maybe it don't matter where you're at, what you're doing. Maybe society says it's small. Maybe society says your house is small, but I'm here to tell you that God says your house is not small. Come on, somebody. Maybe your job seems insignificant and it's not that important, but I'm here to tell you that God says that your job is very important and it's very significant, and it says do not despise the day of small things. How can we grow to have something big? Everybody wants, we live in an I want society, and we don't take time to appreciate the small things of life. You know, Zerubbabel had tried to rebuild the temple of the Lord and failed, and he faced opposition in this time. And it was a project that just seemed dead. And over time, I think he lost his will for it. And it was in his heart to build this temple of the Lord. But the Lord wanted the temple built, and he wanted Zerubbabel to build it. So when he sent his word through his prophet Zechariah, 4:9 says, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You know, the only reason why you can get a job done in your life is not by your own strength, but by the Spirit of the Lord. How would Zerubbabel get this job done? Well, it would be only by the Spirit of the Lord. And it was time for Zerubbabel to put the discouragement, the difficulties behind him and get back to work on the temple. Yes, and it's time for you to take all the discouragement and the pain out of your life and get back to work. Maybe you went to church and the church hurt you. Maybe you have been hurt and somebody said something that they shouldn't have, and it hurt you. But it's time for you to get back to work. It's time to get back you to start building the temple that God has for you to build. But I'm here to tell you today that bigger is not always better. Bigger is not always better. The little things of life is what really is the most important. your child's first step. Fishing with your kids at the pond. The Bible says in Zechariah 4:10, "For who hath despised the day of small things?" Yes. Now my imagination became a Hollywood epic. I see Zerubbabel rising with a determined look on his face. The Spirit of God is on him now. He has the powerful anointing for this task to build this temple. So there goes Zerubbabel, and there's his plumb line gathering dust. He picks it up and he starts walking. He passes his neighbors and they see the plumb line in his hand and is determined to look on his face. Something is difficult. This is a new Zerubbabel. Men join him as he strides down the street. They know where he is going and they feel drawn to go along, and the word spreads and the crowds gather. And they're saying, "Zerubbabel's coming." And his plumb line is in his hand. A few scattered claps echo through the street. The applause grows around the advanced Zerubbabel. Now the cheering becomes a deafening roar. Joy rolls through the crowd. Zerubbabel is returning to work on the temple, and there is rejoicing. He didn't give up. I think the Lord is still asking this question today. Who despised the day of small things? Who despises the day of small things? You know, if you want a well, you better get a shovel and start digging. It might be a small thing. See, I think God usually starts His big works in small ways. Imagine the giant work of Jesus Christ, who is still changing lives today, yet his parents brought him to the temple when he was little. God says, do not despise the little things. Bigger isn't always better. Yes, no one knew who this little kid was with Mary and Joseph. It was the day of small things, just another child being dedicated to the Lord. But not the old-timer named Simon. In Luke 2:27 says that Simon was moved by the Spirit to find young Jesus in the temple that day, and Simon took Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, my eyes have seen your salvation." You know, it was the little things. Jesus started his ministry when he was little. I got to tell you, some of you got little children. Do not despise small things. Some of you have a small job or a small responsibility at work. You're not a manager. You're not on top. God says, don't despise your small job. Stop worrying about the big things and focus on the small things. When we can appreciate the small things in life, God will maybe take us to bigger things. But God says, don't despise the small things. Don't despise the small things, God says, because they do matter. Some of you want to go to a big church and you want to set up there with the big crowd or the famous, and God says, I'm still working in the small church. God says, you know what? I see all these big churches and they think I'm blessing them. No. God says, I don't despise the small things and I like the small churches. I'm doing a work with the small churches in America today. What about the man who preached the day a kid named Billy Graham got saved? Huh? What about that man? It was the day of small things, yet it was the beginning of great work of God. So your small things that you're doing for the Lord might be a great work in the future for God. Do not despise the small things. So what small things has God done in your life today? You may be discouraged you might be discouraged because no great thing has happened in your life. You don't see it. And you're working on small things still in your life. And you're saying, God, I've been working on these small things. I'm here to tell you, don't despise these small things. Don't even think about it. Look at the small things as little blessings. They may not seem mighty or powerful, but through the Spirit of God, great things will happen. Follow the example of Simon. Take that small blessing and embrace it. Yes, God is performing small blessings all around this nation right now. God is performing small blessings all around. God is doing great work. He is doing great work in this nation still amongst the heartache. Yes, take these small blessings and embrace it. Praise God for it. Whatever you do, don't despise the day of small things. For it is the small things that God often begins His great work. Yes, God is doing a great work in your life today. Do you believe it? Do you believe that God is going to take what's small in your life? He says, don't despise these small things. Because when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of those small things, bigger things just might happen. Yes, woe to a man who despises the day of small things in the church. Or who despises the day of smart things in any individual believer, for it's God's day. It is a day out of which great things will yet come. And therefore, he that despises it really despises his Maker's work and despises the great and glorious things which are to come out of it. Yes. I'm here to tell you today the reason why I believe that I see so many people with nice things and they don't appreciate it. Because they're always wanting something bigger and they think bigger is always better. Come on, somebody, today. I'm here to tell you that bigger isn't always better. These big churches, they think it's better because they're bigger. I'm here to tell you the size of your church has nothing to do with the blessings of God. The size of your ministry has nothing to do with the blessings of God. In Zechariah 4:10, it says, "For who had despised the day of small things?" Don't despise the little work that you're doing, because God don't see it as little. No matter what you're doing in your life, when the Holy Spirit gets a hold of these small things, He can take it very big. Don't take the little things that you do in your life lightly, as you work daily. Maybe when you're painting a picture, you paint something very small, and you paint it a little bit very small here and very small there, and then it's going to be this big masterpiece. I'm here to tell you that small day, these small things could be working to a big masterpiece in your life. These small things that you're going through in your life could be something big, a big masterpiece. God is working to put the puzzles together, piece by piece by piece. And when you put a puzzle together, sometimes it seems small, that little piece of the puzzle, but God is building a big picture here. When you build a house, you first got to dig the foundations, and then you got to build the frame, and it's a small thing, but God is building, and He says, do not despise the small things. And how did Zerubbabel get the job done when he built the temple? Well, it was by the Spirit of the Lord. Yes, it was by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, I know today that some professing Christians, who I am afraid despise the day of small things in little churches. More and more I see these small churches are going bankrupt and they're closing. Yes. There is a small community of godly people. Perhaps they are poor and many of them illiterate. And some of you rich folks who think yourself wonderfully intelligent, though I am not always sure that you are, and if you happen to settle down in the village, you say that you would like to attend maybe a little chapel or a mission room, but the minister, what does he want to do? Well, he puts his speech in this ungrammatical, and of course, this is very painful when he says, yes, I want to build and add to the church. I believe a lot of people today, they love little churches. And so all these poor people, and you hardly think that of a church is that advanced at all, so to help it, you leave it alone. God forbid you say that we should despise the day of small things, but you are very sorry that everything is on such a small scale. You say, I'm too good for this small church. You say, I am too good for this small church, and I need something better. I am from a high-class society. But you say that you pity the poor people. But instead of helping the poor, you lie quietly by, or you go off to a more fashionable place where you meet with some of your own class and feel more at home. That's what you do. Though the gospel is left out of the preaching. Now these ministers are leaving the gospel out of the preaching. But the people who attend are such a respectable sort of folks that you feel it is quite a correct thing to worship with them. And even though the pastor's not even preaching the real word of God, but you think, hey, these are respectable folks, and so I must worship with them. And if any of you have any respect for yourself while acting in such a way as that, I hope that you will soon discover that there is really nothing respectable in the big things. And that kind of respectability, I mean, that there is nothing that should make a man respect when he gives up his convictions. Yes, and all you move from a small respectable church and you go to a big church. The Bible says bigger isn't always better. Bigger isn't always better, and we need to focus on the small things. We need to thank the good Lord for the small things that He is giving us. We need to appreciate, and the Bible says, do not despise the little things of life. Do not despise the little things of life. You know, also, you should always check every tendency in the direction when we remember that God made and God loves the very least believer. You know, the silver sixpence is really a silver as a half crown. And the Queen's image is one is a genuine as one the other. They are current coins of a realm, and I am sure you will not treat with scorn and little pieces of money. Then why should we despise a small coin in Christ's treasury? You know, believe it or not, why should we despise a small church to go to a big church when that small church is a tiny little coin of God? It has treasure, and it still has value. And when our dear brothers and our sisters are made of the same metal and stamped with the same images as we are, why should we despise them? Why should we look down on other Christians who don't have the money that we have? Why should we look down on smaller churches? They're still a coin. Though we happen to be or think we are somewhat more weight and value in the church of God than we are, or do not despise the lowly violet that hides its head among the leaves. When you're walking down into the woods, you're looking at the big trees. Do you ever look and you see the small, tiny trees? Do you see the valuable, small flowers? The Bible says, do not despise these small things. Bigger isn't always better. But I'm here to tell you today, the reason why I think America is in such a mess is because we think that bigger is always better. You know, it is a quiet, as much as a flower to God's making as the finest tulip that airs its beauty aloft, and of the most brilliant standard rose that is before your eyes. God made the little things, and God loves the little things, as parents has love for their special children. So God takes favor towards His lamb and His flocks. He takes special care of the seedlings in His garden. And yes, God is it makes Him happy to see these little things grow, these little seeds. So do not despise these little things, the Bible says. But I'm here to tell you, bigger isn't always better. You know, your master would not despise them if he were here. Christ was, he had a quick eye to see the little graces in his people. And when he saw them, he delighted in them. He saw a diamond is a diamond if it was even such a small diamond. Yes. Christ's people are Christ's people, and let them have ever so little grace. And even if they had so, you know, even if it looked like they had little grace, they were still God's people. Even if it looked like they were a penny, and maybe you think you're a silver dollar or a $100 bill, they are still God's people. And oh, if the Lord Jesus Christ would have carried the lamb on his bosom, why do you refuse to carry it if Jesus would carry these people? Why do you neglect such a small church when God would carry the small church? Why would you neglect some of these people and say they're not Christians? Why would you go and if God would not neglect them? Come on, somebody. Why should there be so often heard stinging words and keen cutting sarcastic remarks about the feebleness of knowledge, of the defects of practices, when if there is but grace in the heart, you and I ought to rejoice of it, even if it's a small child, and even though you might think you're religious, and even though you might think you're more holy, and even though you might think you're in the ministry longer than the next guy, the grace of God, why neglect some of these people? Come on, somebody. Do not neglect the day of small things. They are small. You know, I finished this word of general rebuke when I add that if you and I do despise the day of small things, the probability is that we shall have to smart for it. You remember the passage in Ezekiel where the Lord speaks to the fat cattle pushing the weak cattle with their horns and with their shoulders? They were big bulls of Bashan, and they were always goring one and pushing against another because they happened to be weak and sickly. And the Lord said that He would judge between cattle and cattle, and those who had been so headstrong, so proud, and so cruel would have to smart for it. The day shall come, my proud brother, when you will be glad to sit at the feet of a young Christian who you despised. Yes. And I have noticed that some of things many a times. It was a part of my pastoral observation that when people who were genuine Christians have been proudly lifted up, they have been made to go down very low till they have envied those who once despised. If we felt as sure of salvation as that dear young man that we judged so harshly, we would willingly enough chance place of him to take that we called in his inexperience and his lack of knowledge if we would just as simple in our confidence of Christ. I'm here to tell you, do not despise small things. Do not despise small things. There are some who despise the day of small things in themselves. They think that is very humble to do so. I'm not sure that it is. I think it is very foolish to do so. There are some who despise the day of small things in themselves in this way. They pass by small things. They think it's not that important to handle the small things. They think the Lord isn't impressed in the small things. I'm going to go on to something bigger. They think it's too small and they're so much better than the work of these small things. Get away from me. You're small. You don't have the kind of degree I have. Get away from me. You don't live in the neighborhood I live in. Get away from me. You're small. Yes, they like to pass by small things. Suppose that a young man is impressed under a sermon with a sense of sin. A wise thing for him to do is to get home as quickly as he can do and cry, "Lord, I do not know whether this is true repentance, but if it's not, make it so. Lord, I am half afraid and I am only a stony ground here, and this is good seed will spring up from that little while and then will wither. Lord, break my stony heart and do it effectively." Be very careful, dear friends, if you have the faintest spiritual impression. I know some men who would almost give their eyes if they could feel anything. But they say that they sit and hear, and the only result is, if anything is felt, it's only pain. Do not forsake the small things of your life. Bigger is not always better. If you're doing something right now and you think it's very small, I'm here to tell you it's not. It's not a small thing that you're doing. God loves you very much. Don't take for granted the small things. Maybe you think that your life does not matter. But God says, do not despise the small things. Your life is not small. God has never despised you, and He loves you. If you're here today and you think that maybe that you have no significance and that maybe your life is small, or maybe you got a, like you're a small coin out of maybe the value, you feel like you have no value, I'm here to tell you that God does not despise small things. And He's telling you, do not despise small things. Maybe you don't have respect for some people, and everybody wants to look down on everybody else. But even if you're just somebody that's coming to the Lord, God's grace, the seed that He's planted in you, that small grace that He's shed upon your life is going to blossom to something big. We all want to something bigger, but God says, do not despise the small things. It's the small things in life that are truly the blessings. It's not these big churches that are really the blessings. It's the small churches that America was made up of. It's the small mom and pop grocery stores. It's the small towns of America that made America great. Because we have despised the small things, our country now is going down. Yes, we have despised the small things of life, and we want bigger and better. We have despised the small things, the marriage covenant, the love between one man and one woman. We have despised the small things, and this is why judgment is coming on America. If we would sit back and be thankful for what we had the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and we had freedom in America. Because we've gotten greedy, we despised the small things and we wanted to be bigger. God, a lot of churches have lost the blessings because they wanted to go and to be worldly. They've taken the Great Commission, go ye into all the world, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. They've taken that way out of context. Now they want to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and they've despised the small things. If you're too good and you think you're too good to go to a small church, then you need to reevaluate your life. I would encourage you today to move to a small church, to support a small church, because the coin in that small church is just as valuable. Bigger isn't always better. I want to challenge you. Do not despise the small things. Are you ready to fly today? Come on, it's time to fly high.
Yeah, this song is dedicated
is good Charlotte
to every kid who ever got picked last in gym class.
This is for you.
To every kid who never had a date to no school dance.
This is for you.
To everyone who's ever been called a freak. This is for you. Here we go. Yeah. What? Come on. Yeah. What? Come on, come on, here we go. Oh, oh, here we go. Like the time in school when we got free lunch and the cool kids beat us up. And the rich kids had convertibles and we had to ride the bus. Like the time we made the baseball team but they still laughed at us. Like the time that girl broke up with me cause I wasn't cool enough. Trick day. We didn't
joy to those little things. They take the biggest part of me. Break down, I'm breaking down, I'm breaking down.
Worldwide, what?